Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. You know, the ministry of a witness, according to what the Lord showed me and what I read in the book of Acts when he told me about that, he called Paul and others to be witnesses. It's a witness of what you see and what you hear. And sometimes the things that you see God doing are very, very supernatural. And in the New Testament, in the book of Acts, sometimes what they saw was in a dream. Now, I'm not a person who's had lots and lots of dreams in my ministry of more than 30 years. But there are about three that I can absolutely say those dreams came from God. And I've used them in teaching. And I believe this to be one of them. I'm going to share the dream today that I had December 11, 2008. I am to present it to you. It's the biblical way. And you are to judge it. Now, in my dream, I saw an open expanse of a big, like a field. And in that field or that yard, there was a huge crowd of people. Two figures in that crowd stood out. One was a pastor or a spiritual leader type figure. The other was a man who was dressed in a checkered shirt. I saw it buckled down to the wrists, buckled up at the top. It reminded me of what a person would have worn around the turn of the century from the 19th century into the 20th century, maybe around the days of Azusa Street outpouring. The crowd was awaiting evil authorities who were coming to arrest this man that I saw in the checkered shirt. Everyone knew they were coming. Then I saw a book. Now, I knew that the man had written the book and that the book was the reason the crowd was awaiting the evil authorities. The evil authorities were coming to arrest the man for having written the book. Then I saw the book open to its title page. On the right was just black and white ink, and I couldn't make it out because I didn't focus on it. But on the left was the one-word title in very large letters, and the word was tongues. I've told you about this before on my broadcast, but I wanted to bring it out again because of where we're going to go this week. Each letter was gold, looked like it had been carved out of a gold brick, and there was a wide expanse to the letters. They spread all across the screen of my dream, the window of my dream. Then the authorities came. I didn't see them arrest the man, but I heard them praying for him. The pastor-type leader said, "Let me pray for you," and the others prayed. Then I focused in on the title of the book. It was written in very old English script, hard to read. And I focused on the first letter. It looked like the Hebrew letter tet, but it turned out to be a T. And as that word spread across the page and I focused on it, I saw that it was tongues. I then woke up from the dream and I heard, "The weapons of your warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." Then I heard, "He that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto men, but unto God, for no man understands him. Howbeit in the spirit, he speaks mysteries." Both of these are Bible scriptures. Then I thought of a series of recent attacks against the church. I thought of two ministers in China that had been arrested. I guess probably it's been about a month ago now. They were arrested, and we prayed for them. Thank God they've been released. We now have to pray for their healing, but probably they've gotten it by now because they were tortured. And just before, a day or two before, I had the dream, the teens from YWAM, Youth with a Mission in Colorado, had been shot and killed at the ministry headquarters, and the killer had gone on to a church in Colorado and killed some people in the parking lot. Then I thought of the attacks that have come, media attacks against ministers and ministries. I thought of individual attacks that have come against ministers and ministries, health-wise, family-wise. And I knew by the Spirit of the Lord that these attacks were orchestrated by the head of the kingdom of darkness, Satan himself. They were satanically orchestrated. Satan, to his henchmen, he designed the under demons. He designed them to hit all the church at once, and especially the spirit-filled church, as they were like, you know, the terrorists. The terrorists like to hit a lot of cities at one time. And of course, terrorists are inspired by Satan. Suicide bombers are inspired by Satan. And so he likes to do it. He likes to attack widespread area and throw terror into his victims. So these attacks against the ministries, I saw that they hit all at once. Some of them have been financial, other things. They hit all at once, but they were designed to hit at once. Then I heard in my spirit, the attack is against your power. Satan is afraid of your power. And then I heard the scripture. Jesus said, Acts 1:8, you shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit is come upon you. And then I heard the question, what was the initial evidence of that power coming upon them? Acts 2:4 tells us, they spoke with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Then I heard, if the attack is against your power, then increase the use of your power. I meditated upon this, and I saw that I myself needed to increase speaking with tongues. And I saw that the Lord led me, I prayed about it, that I should share with others that we all, as a body of Christ, should increase our praying with tongues. I picked up Brother Hagin's book on tongues. We offered it the last few weeks. We'll offer it this week again if you want it for only $10. Normally sells, I think, for more. But this book on tongues is from the old teachings when I was there and first came to know him in 1967 and received the baptism with the Holy Spirit. But in the preface of that book, he opened it up by saying, not many people, even who speak with tongues, understand tongues in two ways, their value and their scope. The value, folks, was represented by the gold in my dream. The scope was represented by the expanse. And so I've meditated on this dream so much since I had it. Now, I'm going to teach this week and next and as many times as I need to on the power of the spoken word. The spoken word in the mouths of believers. I'm going to read you something today that I may read again tomorrow because you won't get it probably the first wet day. A lot of preachers have been using a term, man is a speaking spirit. And I think they got it from me because I can tell from who they are that they probably listened to me say it. But you know, I'm a stickler for where do things come from? You just can't grab a statement like man is a speaking spirit out of the clear blue air. So where does it come from? It comes from an old translation of the scriptures called the Onkelos translation. You don't need this translation of the scriptures, but I have in my hand here at my desk a giant one that's only the book of Genesis. And it is the Targum Onkelos. Now, Onkelos, when he translated it, he translated Genesis 2:7 as man became a speaking spirit. He defines it as a speaking spirit. The word breath and the word spirit are the same word in Hebrew. Now, Onkelos defines it as a speaking spirit, accordingly the life that is unique to man and which only God could blow into him is the rational soul that includes the power of intelligent speech. This is what elevates a man above animal life. The ability and therefore the responsibility to use his intelligence and the power of his speech in God's service. Now, this onkelos who translated that, I'm reading you now from the front of his translation. It's called Targum Onkelos. Targum means translation of onkelos. It is a translation into Aramaic. And if you have a Chumash, the stone edition of the Chumash, which I would recommend that you get, the first five books of the Bible, and we sell it if you want to call us and order it, they have the translation of the Bible in English. They have it in Hebrew, which is the original language, and they also have in the middle Onkelos translation. Now, they think it's very important. The rabbis recognize Targum Onkelos as the authoritative translation of the Bible, and it remains so to this day. It was the document that the rabbis expected people to read to determine the meaning of the scriptural words and phrases. Aramaic, after all, was the language the people spoke, and this is an Aramaic translation. They said, read the Bible in its original Hebrew twice each week and once in the Aramaic translation of Targum Onkelos. The printers of the rabbinic Bibles place Targum Onkelos in a central column in every publication of the Bible. Indeed, there is no rabbinic-approved Bible in which Targum Onkelos does not take the center stage. And if you could see this stone edition of the Chumash, the first five books of the Bible, you would see right here in the middle, I'd have to point it out to you because it's written in Aramaic. You know, when they made that movie, The Passion, they had all the subtitles in Aramaic because that was the language of the day. And the Aramaic says, of Genesis 2:7, it is not good that man be alone. I will make a helper corresponding to him. And God, I'm reading the wrong verse. I had the wrong verse in yellow. That's another one. And Hashem, that's God, the name, formed the man of dust from the ground, and he blew into his nostrils, and man became a speaking spirit. Now, we have, as they point out, the responsibility, the ability to speak, and the responsibility to speak, and think of it, Jesus said, by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. We're going to start there tomorrow, but I want to remind you right now of our meetings coming up. One of them is my Eschatology School, the Book of Ephesians and the Glorious Church. That's going to be at Walk on the Water Faith Church in March. Actually, it's going the 16th through the 20th. And you come and listen with us as we talk about this subject. Another meeting that you must mark and you need to call us about is our Champions for Christ Youth Rally coming up at the end of July. You can phone us at 417-336-4877 to register your young people for the wonderful time we have at the Champions for Christ Youth Rally using Silver Dollar City. This is with Chip Brim, Steve Munns, Great Youth Team, and Billy Brim. And you know what? Those kids like me because I share them what the Bible says about their future. I only get one session, but they like it. Call us today about our meeting, Walk on the Water Faith Church, or at the Walk on the Water Faith Church, or Champions for Christ. Shalom.